is found. I want you to understand the most important thing is that when your spouse comes home, your loved ones, your mother, your father, your aunt and uncle, your children may not understand. They may not be celebrating with you because they did not have the assignment. They did not have the assignment that you are to build the ark to save your whole family. And that is what I'm trying to say to you. Don't worry about the other people. There was another brother that was upset they were celebrating because he had been living in sin and been gone and missed all the years and years of him working so hard. And they were celebrating all of a sudden when he just walks in the door, like he was the good brother when he was the bad brother. But this was a prodigal that had been in the far country. And God says, even though he's been dirty, even though he's been living in sin, even though he's done a lot of bad things, when they come home, when they start heading toward me, I am going to meet them and love them and forgive them. And I want you to do the same thing. I don't want you to judge them. Judge not, lest you want to be judged. We need to give everything over to the Lord. God has a plan for us. Remember Luke 19:10. You can write this down. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. We need to stand on the promises of God of what he has told you personally. What promise has God given you? How did you find us? How did you know about Rejoice Ministries? How did you get the desire to even pray for your spouse? Something had to happen. And most of you have had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. You've had an encounter with the Holy Spirit. You've had an encounter with God. And I say at Christmas time, when you have God standing as a glowing angel for Mary, she didn't have any doubt. She said, Lord, thy will be done. Lord, use me as you would. We read the Christmas story so very quickly and don't think of the consequences of sufferings and the shame and the guilt that she had in her time when she was a young teenager pregnant without a spouse. We forget all these trials and tribulations that these men and women of God, we read a story ever so quickly, but we forget how the price was paid. And I'm asking you and suggesting to you that you need to pay the price. So let's go to Hebrews 6. Hebrews 6. The clock works here the same way as it works in Pompano. Too fast. Jesus gave us three parables in Luke 15 to remind us of Jesus' earthly mission. We need to remember that he has a plan and a purpose and an assignment for us. What is your assignment? Luke 5, four men loved this one person so much, and they started digging through the roof for this man to be lowered on a mat before Jesus. These four men believed in the power of their Lord Jesus Christ, that nothing was too hard for Jesus and he could heal him. So they dug the hole in the top of the roof. They lowered with four ropes and let this man down in this huge crowd of people. I want to put your spouse on this mat today. Or your